Okay, I'm here with Mary Ellen Murphy of the Irish Discworld Convention. How are you?
I'm very good. And yourself?
I'm very well. We've called you in because yourself, your sister and Miss Sheila O'Sullivan have been working very hard for the last year and a half trying to get together the first Irish Discworld Con. Give us a run through of what's involved. What is the Discworld Convention?
Well, the Irish Discworld Convention is a four-day event this November from the 6th to the 9th in the Falls Hotel in Enniskillen, which is in County Clare. And it's a four-day event which starts off with the opening ceremony where we'll give you a run-through of the events and what you should be excited about and general policies and things like that, nothing too boring. And then we'll move on to the Cayley, and we'll have each night at the con we'll have the convention, we'll have a big event such as the Masquerade, which is a drama event, which you can find more about on the Irish Discworld Convention website, idwcon.org. On the third night of the convention, we have the Oswalds, which is our big posh dinner where you can sign up to go and wear your pretty dress, pretend you're a starlet, and you can dress up in anything you want. We're actually not being posh about it, even though we're calling it a posh dinner. So you can enjoy the games of the convention, the interviews, the talks. You can listen to Terry talk to you.
Just to roll back a sec. Hopefully everyone knows what Discworld is, but for those who don't, give us a run through of what is Discworld.
The Discworld is a made up land that Terry Pratchett made up. There's been books running for a very long time. There's 37 books so far. They're in the fantasy section of your local bookstore, and they're an absolutely amazing set of books. A lot of satire of the real world, a lot of philosophy, a lot of day-to-day jokes and all kinds of things. The characters in them are so true to life, but at the same time, you just love the absolute hilarity of the books. My first book had me rolling on the floor laughing.
Yeah, no, likewise. And their author, Terry Pratchett, will be in attendance at this.
He will, of course, yeah. We have an interview with Terry. He'll be at the posh dinner. He'll be at pretty much everything. So he'll be walking around.
Excellent. There seems to be more than just this event, and this event got its inspiration from a similar one in the UK. Tell us a bit about how you came together with the idea of starting the first Irish Discworld Con.
Well, the first Irish Discworld Con came out of being at the Discworld Con 08 and enjoying it so much, but being two of only eight Irish people there, and we were just so disappointed that there were so few of us there. And we said to someone, Chris Boot, I think it was, that we were sick of paying airfares just to be able to enjoy the culture that we love, the funniness and the amazing experience of it all. And he just goes, so why don't you set up an Irish convention? And we both, it was like as if we had light bulbs above our heads. You know, we suddenly realised, we can do this. And within half an hour, 12 people had said, of course I'll go to that. You know, and we had our tech guy already, which is one of the main things at a convention, to have your tech guy who can set up the stage and do the sound for you. So we immediately got motivated for it and started viewing hotels almost the second we got off the plane in Ireland. By November, we had booked our hotel in the Falls.
Excellent. And now you have over 200 sign-ups. So now you have quite a sizable amount of people coming along from places all over the world. You mentioned earlier there's, Singapore? List off some of the places people are coming from.
In terms of Europe, we have all the Scandinavian countries. We have Greece, Italy, France, Germany, Austria, Croatia. Outside of Europe, we have North and South American people coming from Canada, the US. We have India and Singapore and Australia. There's people coming from all over the place. We've one girl coming from Canada. We're so excited to have her coming because she's coming for her 21st birthday.
And what's drawing people to this? What is so special about your convention?
I don't know. I think it's the West of Ireland feel that people are getting. They're all just going, wow, it's in Enniskillen near Lahinch. You know, we can go and enjoy the pinteen and the Irish culture. And I think we're really bringing an Irish sense to this convention in terms of, besides the fact that it originally started in England, it's been brought all over the world and been giving an American feel, it's been given a German feel, an Australian feel, but we're giving it that Irish sense of just being so bubbly and bright and happy. I think that's what's drawing people to it, and it's something you will really enjoy.
Excellent. There seems to be an amazing community built up around the Discworld books. And you mentioned as well that you were in one of the films. You were an extra in the film. Tell us about your experience in that.
Well, it happened that I was signed up to the Discworld Monthly, which is run by Jason Anthony. And we got like an emergency email, like a little snippet of something. And it was roll up, sign up. The Colour of Magic is filming this August.
This was the Sky film there. The Easter Sky 2 years ago came out?
Or was it was Easter 2 years ago. It was the second Discworld film to be filmed. And mm-hmm. we signed up for it. We managed to get ourselves over there for 2 days. We were brought back for another 5 days. We got to know Rob Wilkins, Terry Pratchett's personal assistant. And, you know, through all these things, we just ended up going from that. We rolled over to the Discworld convention. And being on set was just absolutely amazing. We got to meet Sean Astin, who informed us of his Irish heritage. We got to meet Dave Jason, who was aloof but very, very polite, and he was lovely to see, lovely to experience, because he's such a brilliant actor. But the aloofness was part of the mystery of him, because, you know, you just think of Del Boy and you're like, I can't believe you're so cool.
Excellent. Going back to the con for a second, you mentioned some of the events that will be happening at it. You mentioned the Masquerade, for example. What exactly is the Masquerade?
The Masquerade is, it's almost exactly what it does on the says on the tin. And in the sense that you dress up as your favourite Discworld character, a potential Discworld character, something Terry might have thought of but didn't quite fit into a book that you think you could fit on stage in a minute to a minute and a half ish. We haven't decided because we have to go on sign-ups for it, which are very limited. But you pretend to be, you can sing, you can dance, you can be funny, you can be very dramatic, you can have your big hurrah, you can be the best character in the world. And after that, we'll send the judges, which would be Terry and the other special guests, to deliberate. And they'll come back with there's three categories, which is the Master, which has won in other masquerades, we'll say the English one or the American one, people who have won in these things. Then there's the Novice, who would have entered but never won. And then there's the Rookie, who's never done it before. So you have a chance, no matter what your level of skill is, to win in your minute.
To get up and perform a piece on a character from...
And then Best in Show, which would be, no matter what category, you could win the overall. So we have loads of different things in the Masquerade.
Excellent. The other thing that I saw up on the website is that the Masquerade is the only part where weapons are allowed. You mentioned earlier that this seems to be a sticking point for cons, that they have weapons policies. Why is this?
It's nothing to do with the fact that we think people are going to be violent, or that you know, dangerous people will turn up with guns or anything like that. It's nothing like that. It's simply the fact that often people come dressed as barbarians or warlords, or, you know, witches and wizards who might have a staff or a wand. Things that are pointy, things that are long, and, you know, you might...
Like death in his side.
Yeah, death in his side. You know, you might get overexcited and someone might say, oh, show us your spell or show us this, and kill someone with your side, and you get too excited and you swing it around and all of a sudden you've hit a child in the eye.
Right.
That's all it is. We just have to make sure those kind of things don't happen in the hotel, that, you know, mm-hmm. children don't get hurt, people don't get their eye stuck out, get their head chopped off by a side. But during the Masquerade, you're going to be one of yourself, maybe two or three other people in the Masquerade who might have a weapon, and you're allowed it then.
Sure. Speaking of dressing up, for people who want to come along and see the interviews and don't necessarily want to get dressed up, how much accommodation is there for that? I mean, is it strictly that you must dress up? Should you dress up? Is there flexibility in it?
Of course there's flexibility. You know, you can wear your jeans and t-shirt for all we care. We just want to know you. We want to know the Discworld fans. We want the Discworld fans to come along and enjoy themselves. And if that means dressing up, then by all means dress up. If you don't want to dress up, don't.
Sure.
We want Discworld people to come along and enjoy each other's company, because we know it's so hard to find other people who love Terry Pratchett in this country. Mm-hmm. We're just so dispersed.
Sure.
That we want everybody to come and enjoy themselves. You can come in your pyjamas for all we care. The hotel know we're going to act a little weird. They don't mind.
Sure. The Sunday night as well, you said there's the Oswalds. Give us a run through of what that is.
The Oswalds is our posh dinner in which you come dressed up as your stylist, and we'll have awards. For example, we'll have best costume.
The Oswalds, just to give explanation, is the Discworld's version of the Oscars.
Exactly.
From the book Moving Pictures. So yeah. This is the equivalent of a gala Oscars.
So we have the equivalent of a little Oscar that we can hand you that will be announced, you know. And the nominees are, you know, you can vote for best costume on the Saturday. They will whittle down the nominees, and you can vote again on the Sunday for who of these nominees do you want to win. And then best costume, best supporting costume, there'll be one for kids as well in that. I think based either on their crafts or their costume. We haven't decided that yet, but we're getting closer to the day, so these things are being finalised. So please come along and... The 6th and the 9th of November is what you've got to remember.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll sum up all at the end. You also mentioned a university challenge, the Unseen University Challenge.
Unseen University Challenge, based on the real world university challenge, in which we have 25 questions from every Discworld books. We have, I think, four rounds of Unseen University Challenge headed by Brian Wakeling, who will be our quiz master. And you can sign up your team and just see how much exactly do you know about the books. Come, enjoy yourself. You don't have to be a master at it, but sign up, enjoy it.
Excellent. Yeah, how much work is going into this? It sounds like you've put a huge amount of effort into this.
Yeah, in the year and a half that we've been working, we've been having weekly meetings and kind of gathering people together. You're able to do this, can you do this for us? You know, we've got our publicist, we've got our budget together, we've got all these things together that just really have defined the feel of the convention, in the sense that we've got a girl from India who's painting Feagles for us for our charity auction. She has, I think, three pictures for us to be sold off in the auction. We have our tech guy who really got us motivated, in the sense that he has so much experience with conventions that he could give us advice where we needed to get in contact with the right advice. And just our convention just grew from there.
You mentioned the charity auction. Do you want to speak a little bit about that?
Yes, our charity auction, the money's going to the Alzheimer's Association of Ireland. We have lots and lots of Discworld-based auction items, such as stamps done by Bernard. We have Bernard Pearson, the cunning artificer. He's the art guy for doing the stamps and figurines. We have some stuff from him. John Hicks is bringing over loads of different memorabilia, some signed books, good as new, that you can buy. We have artwork from Beth Warner, who's bringing over them. We have tons and tons of stuff. We're hoping to get stuff from Germany, and if we can transport it over here, that's going to be in it. And Pat Harkin is the best thing ever. He's going to be our auctioneer. He's done the auction for loads of other Discworld conventions, and he just has the best voice for it. And we thank Pat Harkin all the way.
Excellent. What advice would you give to people who are looking to start their own conventions? If someone is running, say, a Stargate or a Star Trek or Star Wars, what have you come up against that you would advise other people to take into account?
Time. Time is the one thing we have come up against. Even at a year and a half, because the only reason we managed this was because we had the contacts. You need to have the contacts to do it. You need to be able to ask people for advice. In a year and a half, there's only so much you can do. Between the fact that you've got this gigantic thing where you're hoping for hundreds of people to come and to get the guests organised, and they might have problems, and, you know, to try and get them over here, organise a budget, advertising, all these different things. If people don't find out, if you don't advertise because you don't have money, people don't find out, people don't sign up. You have problems getting guests over because they don't know if it's going to happen at all. All these different things. You need to give yourself time to build up, not to mention the fact that you have a real life outside of making the convention. It's not your full-time job. Mm-hmm. You need to be able to organise it around it, but without actually, you know, taking from it. You know?
Yeah, that you still have to keep your own life going, that it doesn't consume everything, but yeah. Okay, so to sum up, give us the info pack on it. Where is it happening? When is it happening? Where can people find more info?
Info is to be found at idwcon.org. You can find all your information there and sign up. We're having it in the Falls Hotel in Ennisdiamond in County Clare, and the hotel, honestly, it's beautiful. Come see it, we have donkeys.
When is it happening?
It's on the 6th to the 9th of November.
Mm-hmm. And still this November. Plenty of tickets and plenty of spaces available.
we're not stopping people signing up at all. Get yourself signed up to the hotel because places will run out. Get yourself signed up to the masquerade because places will run out. But other than that, just keep coming.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much and best of luck. We'll see you there.
Thank you very much.